We want to thank our sponsor, Great Western Bank, a proud supporter of the Wildcast podcast. At Great Western Bank, they focus on serving family-owned businesses and their overall financial needs. Whether your company needs increased working capital, equipment or SBA financing, purchasing or renovating a building or construction financing, Great Western Bank has the expertise to work through your specific financial needs. Visit the Great Western Bank branch on Campbell between Glen and Fort Lowell or call 520-325-1135 to talk to any of the business bankers about your specific needs. Member FDIC.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Wildcast podcast. Don't forget, make sure you download the Wildcaster app. It's free and available on the App Store and Google Play. That's WILDCASTER. It's a great app. We work on it all the time. I highly recommend that you download it. Also, make sure you subscribe to the Wildcast podcast on Apple Podcasts. But I had a chance to speak with ESPN NBA draft analyst Mike Schmitz, who's also a former Arizona Wildcat himself. He was in town to check out, you know, guys like Zeke Nagy, Josh Green, Nico Mannion, and where they land on his big board. You know, he evaluates talent all across the country, heck, even all across the globe. And I had a chance to ask him where he thinks the true freshman will fall on his big board come draft day. Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Justin, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. No, thank you. So, Mike, you were down here checking out Arizona versus New Mexico State. You're doing this new series where you break down film with a lot of notable athletes. You did one with LaMelo Ball, and recently you just did one with Nico Mannion. Can you kind of tell us about what it is that you're doing with the film breakdown?
Yeah, just trying to basically sit down with these guys and, you know, go through their thought process. And especially with point guards, you really get a feel for kind of how they see the game. And, you know, they're so used to hearing the same questions over and over again. So I think it's kind of a nice change of pace for them just to sit down and talk hoops. And, that's really where my background is also, is breaking down film. And, it's the thing I enjoy the most, working at ESPN. So, you know, Nico was great to sit down with, and, you know, hopefully we'll have a lot more in the future.
Now, you break down film for a living. Nico Mannion is a point guard, a guy who really always studies the game. What jumped out to you the most when you were watching film with Nico?
Just his natural feel for the game. He's got a great change of pace about him. And, you know, if you watch him practice or you watch, you know, just one game, like, he doesn't always jump out at you, but then when the lights come on and it's showtime, you know, he's obviously had some tremendous moments already, especially the Illinois game. And so, yeah, just his ability to, you know, play at different speeds, manipulate defenses with his IQ and his eyes, and then, you know, his floater game. Like, there's a lot to like about his skill level. And he's, you know, for a freshman point guard, like, they usually don't come in so ready to produce. And so I would say, you know, he's ahead of the curve.
Now, Nico Mannion, obviously a five-star point guard. He was expected to do big things this year. He's got an interesting skill set. When you look at everything that he does, who does he remind you of?
You know, I don't know if there's a direct comparison for him, but, you know, I think his skill level is perfectly suited for the NBA just because it's a very ball-screen-heavy league, and, you know, he's a guy who really excels there. Like, if defenders are going under screen, you know, he can make shots. If they're going over, he can get to those mid-range spots and finish with floaters or make reads. And, you know, I think he's going to be a better defender than people will give him credit for. Also, he's very instinctual. You know, he's a tough kid. I think, you know, he's going to be able to come in and fit perfectly in the NBA at the next level. But, you know, I know it's a process, and he's very early in that process. And, you know, continuing to learn from a guy like Sean Miller is really going to help him down the road.
ESPN NBA draft analyst Mike Schmitz joining us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sports Line. Mike, let's look at some other Arizona freshmen. Zeke Nagy, a very impressive start to his college career. He's so far he's made 17 consecutive field goals, going back all the way to the late second half against Illinois. He recently just won Pac-12 Freshman of the Week once again. What's impressed you the most about Zeke Nagy?
He's an absolute monster. Like, just the energy, the motor he plays with, the physicality. You know, I was able to sit in on a practice, and, you know, he was wearing the gold jersey, and there's a reason why. It's like, he raises the level of practice just with his intensity. He goes so hard on every play. And then, you know, you're seeing his offensive game evolve a little bit too. Like, he's good from those mid-range spots, the elbows. He had a couple nice finishes out of the post the other night. So, you know, even when he's not like, even if he's not a guy you're going to run all your offense through, you know, because he can step out and guard the perimeter, because he's active on the glass, because he's, you know, such an energizer, like, he just impacts the game in so many ways, and he's clearly opened a lot of eyes so far.
I know it's only the first four games of the season, but when I had a chance to talk to you yesterday, you said we definitely got to move him up on our board. Where does he fall after watching him play?
Yeah, I think he's going to get, you know, if he keeps this up, I think he's going to get looks in the first round. It's a draft that's very heavy on guards and not so heavy on bigs. Like, it's James Wiseman, Isaiah Stewart, and then after that, it's kind of like take your pick. You know, Vernon Carey has had some nice moments at Duke. But, you know, there's really an opportunity for a big to kind of slide into that first round range. And, you know, if he keeps this up, he's going to be a guy who enters that conversation. And especially when teams, you know, start to do their homework on, like, the type of kid he is, and how well-spoken and how he's such a hard worker. And all that is really going to help him. Again, like, it's early. Let's see what he looks like against, you know, Pac-12 big. But so far, you know, he's been outstanding.
ESPN NBA draft analyst Mike Schmitz joining us right here on ESPN Tucson. Now, Mike, let's also talk about another freshman who a lot of people presume he's going to be a one and done and go to the NBA draft, and that's Josh Green, who's a wing player. Sean Miller compared him to former Wildcat Nick Johnson. What's interesting about Josh Green when you evaluated him this past weekend?
Yeah, he's done a nice job. You know, he's got size, he's got length, he's an open court athlete. He's been shooting the ball better than I think scouts anticipated. I think he was entering, you know, the game the other day shooting 36% from three. He's competitive, and, you know, he's really going to thrive, I think, in an open NBA game. It's very suited for him. He's always been outstanding in transition. And I think we've seen some of his playmaking potential also these last few nights. Like, I thought he had a really few impressive reads in the open court against New Mexico State. And so he's kind of a blank slate, you know, like, he can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
He's a great kid. He's a hard worker. And so I think that's intriguing for scouts because, you know, everyone's looking for 6'5", 6'6", wing with long arms who can defend a few positions and make a shot. And he kind of fits that mold.
For someone who's in your position and you hear from multiple scouts always on a daily basis, what's the talk of the Pac-12 right now? If there are maybe one guy or two guys that a lot of people are talking about, who are those guys?
Yeah, I think Zeke is, you know, a guy who's put himself in the conversation just because I don't think scouts were all that familiar with him coming into the year. Like, they had seen Nico a fair amount. They've seen Josh. So Zeke is a name. And then the two kids at Washington are two potential top 10 picks. You know, like, Jaden McDaniels, from a talent perspective, could be in the mix as a top three type of guy. You know, he's 6'10", almost 6'11". He can handle it. He can shoot it. He's got a nice feel for the game. You know, needs to get a little bit tougher, but he's a guy I think that is going to be, you know, really intriguing for NBA scouts to dig in on this season. And then Isaiah Stewart also. I mean, you kind of know what you're getting with him. He's physical. He's tough. He can shoot it a little bit. So I think the Pack is in a really good place. You know, USC has Isaiah Mobley and Onyeka Okongwu. You know, they're going to be competitive. Onyeka is going to have a chance to be, I think, a one and done potentially. And so, you know, there's a lot of interesting prospects at the top of the league. And I think it's only going to get better in these next coming years with some big recruits coming in.
Mike, for someone in your position, how often do you go abroad? How much are you traveling throughout the basketball season?
Quite a bit. You know, during the summers, I really spend the majority of my summer over there. This last summer, I think it was two and a half months. I was in Europe. I was in Africa. And then during the season, I would say I probably spend about a month over there also. So I'm going to be going in a few weeks here for, you know, a week-long trip. And then in late January, early February, I'll spend about 3 weeks over there. And just, you know, continue to follow up on a lot of the guys that, we've been following since they were, you know, 16 years old. And, yeah, man, I have no complaints. You know, my life would be a lot worse.
Absolutely. Mike, real quick, before we let you go, speaking of, you know, going abroad, international prospects, LaMelo Ball has been very impressive out there in the NBL with the Illawarra Hawks. What do you like about his game?
Tremendous feel, tremendous vision, extremely creative. You know, moments never too big for him. He's willing to rise to the occasion. He's got great size, 6'7". He's improved as an athlete. You know, he has excellent basketball instincts on the defensive end also. You know, he's gamble heavy. He's not always as intense as he could be. But I mean, he's the total package as a guy you just kind of hand the ball to and say, we'd like you to, you know, generate the majority of our offense. So, you know, he's a guy who's really turned around his draft stock.
ESPN's NBA draft analyst Mike Schmitz, he is fantastic. He always does tremendous work. He's always going abroad. He's always traveling, talking to these guys. If you haven't yet, follow the man on Twitter at Mike_Schmitz. And you can always check out his content on ESPN.com.
We want to thank our sponsor, Great Western Bank, a proud supporter of the Wildcast podcast. At Great Western Bank, they focus on serving family-owned businesses and their overall financial needs. Whether your company needs increased working capital, equipment or SBA financing, purchasing or renovating a building or construction financing, Great Western Bank has the expertise to work through your specific financial needs. Visit the Great Western Bank branch on Campbell between Glen and Fort Lowell or call 520-325-1135 to talk to any of the business bankers about your specific needs. Member FDIC.